This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Bianculli, sitting in for Terry Gross. Today's show is dominated by song and dance. First up, we'll listen back to an archive interview with Gwen Verdon, the Broadway actress and dancer who electrified audiences in everything from Can Can and Damn Yankees to Chicago. Along with one of her husbands, choreographer and film director Bob Fosse, she's the subject of a new FX miniseries called Fosse Verdon, which premieres next Tuesday. Let's begin with my review of FX's Fosse Verdon. If you're a musical theater fan, just the title Fosse Verdon is enough to make this new FX miniseries one of the most exciting TV prospects of the year. Gwen Verdon, who originated the onstage characters of Lola in Damn Yankees and Roxy Hart in Chicago, was one of the best dancers on Broadway. Bob Fosse's particular style, as both choreographer and movie director, was dazzlingly different, and, captured in such films as Cabaret, still crackles with energy. This 8-part drama sets out to tell how they met, collaborated, fell in love, got married, and had a daughter. But that's only part of the story, which is about a relationship that keeps going long after the marriage has been dissolved. Two of the executive producers of Fosse Verdon should be noted at the start. One is Nicole Fosse, the real-life daughter of Bob Fosse and Gwen Verdon. Another is Lin-Manuel Miranda, whose Broadway success with Hamilton has been nothing short of phenomenal. His presence alone suggests that the musical numbers recreated here will be done with precision and reverence. And they are. And while her presence dictates that this biography of her parents is authorized, it is not an entirely flattering portrayal of either of them. The portrayals, however, are so good, it's almost a relief. Gwen Verdon is played by Michelle Williams, who's come a long way from the WB's Dawson's Creek, and she was good even there. In Manchester by the Sea, Brokeback Mountain, and My Week with Marilyn, she's shown her versatility and sensitivity. And when I saw her take a turn starring in the recent Broadway revival of Cabaret, she was one of the best Sallys I saw at the Roundabout Theater, and I saw them all. And speaking of versatility, Bob Fosse is played by Sam Rockwell, who's done terrific work in everything from Confessions of a Dangerous Mind and Galaxy Quest to Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. In Fosse Verdon, these two inhabit their roles completely and convincingly. The story isn't rolled out sequentially. It starts with the filming of Sweet Charity and keeps hopping backwards and forwards, revealing bits of their past a scene at a time. So I'm not doing any spoiling here by presenting a scene from when after the couple is separated, but still seeking support and advice from each other. He visits her after a day working on the movie Cabaret, and she welcomes him warmly, at first, but not for long. Any worries about this drama taking it too easy on the characters are instantly alleviated.
I saw a cut of the movie.
What's wrong with the movie?
Oh, just a few things. The numbers are flat. Story doesn't make... There is no story. What is the story? I'm gonna see if they'll let me reshoot the whole thing. You think they'll spring for it?
You felt the same way after you saw the first cut of Charity.
Yeah, look how well that turned out. I was thinking maybe you could come to the editing room for a few weeks, you know, and maybe you'd see some things that I don't see. I'm feeling a little lost right now.
You can't.
Why not?
Didn't I tell you I found a play?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to be in rehearsals.
Yeah, a play, yes. A straight play?
Yes.
Oh.
So it's called Children, Children. It's from a brand new writer. It's a terrific part, and the play is just phenomenal.
Well, that's good. Congratulations. When do you start?
Mel is setting up a meeting with the director first. I just want to make sure we have a good rapport and we can establish trust, because it's a difficult role.
Oh, you're going to hate it.
I don't know why you would say that to me.
When's the last time you acted?
An hour ago when you walked in the door. How'd I do?
That's very funny.
FX has made half of Fosse Verdon available for preview. That's enough to recommend it highly, but not quite enough to allow for the rendering of a final verdict. I really like that it makes room for some of Fosse's famous friends, like Neil Simon and Patty Chayefsky, played respectively by Nate Cordry and Norbert Leo Butz. And while I'm intrigued by others, like Margaret Qualley as Anne Reinking, I need to see more to see how this all plays out. That's because Fosse Verdon, written and directed by a tag team of other producers and executive producers, including Thomas Kail, Stephen Levinson, Joel Fields, and Charlotte Stout, is all over the place, emotionally and artistically. It recreates scenes from classic stage shows and movies while framing them within a frenetic, sometimes fantasy, narrative. That's exactly what Bob Fosse himself did while directing the 1979 movie All That Jazz, which was his barely fictionalized story of his own physical breakdown while juggling work on several simultaneous projects. This FX series isn't just an homage to All That Jazz. It plays almost like an expanded director's cut, with Verdon's half of the story given equal prominence. But the difference is, Bob Fosse's All That Jazz was all Bob Fosse's vision and voice. And I know how he ended All That Jazz, boldly and brilliantly. With Fosse Verdon, I still haven't seen anything from the Chicago musical or anything else from the later years. Yet I'm very eager to see what Fosse Verdon presents in its second half, because the first handful of episodes, like the musical numbers they recreate, are surging with creativity and excitement. It's showtime.